Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 31st. The grains closed mixed with March corn up a half a cent at 448 and a quarter, March wheat down 10 and a quarter cents, 595 and a quarter, and March beans up 3.5 cents at 1222 and a quarter. The beans and corn were lower with the wheat most of the day. We rallied corn late in the day to close higher, rallied beans late in the day to close higher there. I was glad to see the higher close. We had the key reversal in corn yesterday. So even though it's only a half a cent higher, it's something out here. May and July corn all closed just a quarter cent lower in the May and July down 3/4. So it wasn't too convincing of a close out here. I would have liked to have seen much more significant fund covering over here. The beans, the same thing. They were able to rally despite the wheat being down. Ag Resource came out with their estimate down 5.2 million metric tons from their last estimate. If we're that low on the Brazilian numbers, that should stimulate U.S. Exports out here to some extent. The wheat was lower, I think, on really not a whole lot of news out here. The European Union is looking to limit Ukrainian exports. You would have thought that would have been a little bit friendly, but the market didn't take it that way. The Fed left interest rates unchanged here today. It had no real effect on the grains, except corn and beans were able to rally after that number. The beans, I think, also rallied on the fact that the rains in Argentina, you know, a quarter an inch to an inch in a week isn't going to make a big difference out here. They look pretty scattered. So, and I think that's ultimately what rallied the beans out here. Plus the weather in Brazil, northern Brazil, is getting too much rain. It's getting a little bit dry in the south as well. Export sales tomorrow, they're expecting 425 in the wheat. Corn just over 1.05 million metric tons, and the beans 800,000 metric tons there. So overall, you know, at least we closed the corn and beans higher here today. Again, I would have liked to have seen something more significant, a real evidence that the funds were spooked out of some of their short positions. We really didn't see that here today. So we'll see what tomorrow brings after the export sales. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.